The main components of the traditional female folk costume in the Shabbats region were a plain white shirt and skirt, over which, on the front, the women wore an apron, the boshcha. The boshcha was made from a black woolen fabric, and its hems could be or not be embroidered. A rear apron, the pregacha, was longer and narrower than the boshcha. Woven from thin black wool, with floral compositions at the bottom of the apron, it could also be decorated with golden thread, which was usually done by craftsmen called terzier and rarely practiced in the domestic sphere. The role of this apron was primarily ritualistic. On the second day after a wedding ceremony, a mother-in-law would dress the bride with a pregacha, which represented the woman's status in the community in which she lived and distinguished her from unmarried girls. The beauty and richness of the pregacha a woman wore showed the economic status of her household, and the decorations on the apron were the product of the imagination and skillfulness of the women who had made it. The main components of the traditional male folk costume in the Shabbats region were a white shirt, a pair of trousers called chakshire, and the upper garments, the korporan and fermen. Men would wear around the waist and over a shirt a woolen band decorated with horizontal stripes. The korporan is a woolen cover over which men should wear the fermen, a richly decorated sleeveless vest. These were made by craftsmen called abajie and terzie. Jewelry features as a constant companion to folk costumes in Serbian tradition. It would be worn on the body or on the clothes in prominent and visible places. Jewelry always bore multiple meanings. In addition to being decorative, it was also a sign of one's social status or religious affiliation, and it also protected against evil. Greater attention was given to how the head was adorned. In the Machva region, the day after one's wedding, the groom's brother would dress the bride's head with jewellery called konja and ubradats to mark her as a married woman. The most widespread piece of jewellery was a hairpin.